Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." So this is our introduction to the message of Jesus in the beginning of the book of Mark. Jesus comes into Galilee, and he's proclaiming the gospel. What is the gospel? The time is fulfilled, verse 15 says. The kingdom of God is at hand. The king has come. So repent and believe in the gospel. The good news of the Bible is that the king has come. The king has come to bring salvation from sin. The king has come to pay the price for sin, to reconcile sinners to God, to be a sacrifice for sin. So how should we respond? Repent and believe. Turn and trust. This is the response to the gospel that we see all over the pages of the New Testament. Repent, believe. Sometimes you see one of these words. Think Acts 2, repent and be baptized. Acts 3, repent. You see Acts 16, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. So sometimes you see them alone. Sometimes you see them together, like right here. Basically, they're the same picture. They're a turning from and a turning to. Turning from our sin and ourselves and turning to Jesus. Trusting in Jesus as Savior from our sin and Lord of our lives. This is the gospel message for all those who turn from their sin and themselves and trust in Jesus as Savior and Lord. You will be reconciled to God, forgiven of your sin, brought into the kingdom of God. This is the gospel, and it is the greatest news in the world. And it's not just information, it's an invitation to repent and believe. So here's the question I have for you. Actually, two questions. As you're listening to these verses and we prepare to pray through them, question number one is, have you repented and believed in the gospel? I'm not asking if you call yourself a Christian. Get below that surface. Have you repented and believed in the gospel? Have you turned from your sin and yourself and put your trust in Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life? The kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus has come. He has made this way of salvation. And your eternity hinges on how you respond, on whether or not you repent and believe. I urge you. I don't just invite you. I plead with you, I beg you, repent and believe in the gospel. Turn from your sin and yourself and trust in Jesus as Savior and Lord. Do that today before it is too late. And do that today to be reconciled with God, not just for all of eternity, but today. Have you repented and believed in the gospel? And the second question is, if you have repented and believed in the gospel, then who can you proclaim this to today? Who today, this day, or if you're listening to this late at night, tomorrow, but only if late at night, if you still got some time left in the day, who can you share this with today? And I want to encourage you to share it, to do what Jesus did and what he has called us to do, what he has empowered us to do, what his Spirit in us lives for us to do. Proclaim this gospel. Call somebody today to repent and believe in the gospel. Tell somebody the good news that the king has come, that God has come to save us from our sins. And don't just give them that information. Offer an invitation. Say, is there anything that's keeping you right now from trusting in Jesus as the Savior and Lord of your life? I want to encourage you to trust in Jesus as the Savior and Lord of your life. Say that. That is part of the gospel message. Repent and believe. So God, I pray that anybody who's listening to this right now who's never repented and believed in the gospel, that today would be the day of salvation, that this moment would be the moment where they turn from their sin and themselves, confess their need for you, and trust in what you have done, in love for them, to trust in Jesus, to save them from their sins, to lead them as Lord over their lives. God, I pray that right now in this moment, people would repent and believe in the gospel. And then, oh God, for all of us who have this gospel inside of us, who have repented and believed, God, please help us to proclaim that to somebody else today. By the power of your Spirit, please deliver us from all fear and help us to share this good news. We pray. Help us to do that today. Lord, we pray that you would bring people through us to repentance and belief today. Oh God, please may it be so. Help us not to be silent with this gospel. Help us to speak this gospel, Jesus, just as you did to proclaim this good news. May your Spirit, your power, your presence in us enable, call, compel us to do exactly what we read here in Mark 1. May it be said of us that we went to this person, that person, and we said, the King has come. Repent and believe in the gospel. And may you open eyes and hearts to the gospel today, right where we live. And then, God, we pray that this would be the case for the Jat people in Pakistan. 700,000 of them. Hardly any, if any at all, have ever repented and believed in the gospel. God, we pray that you would bring the Jat in Pakistan to know this gospel, and that you would send workers there to make this gospel known. God, we plead right now for the Jat in Pakistan to repent and believe in the gospel. Oh God, help us to be faithful to proclaim this gospel right where we live and wherever you lead us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.